A bit more work, although I'd say we're pleased with the process and how we worked through. And I suppose we the elected members raised the issue that we knew was sensitive about rates in this year and how we fund various parts of the council. So we that was broken down over the last week, and we met with all the various members, went through line by line, row by row, and we came to a point where we said, yeah, we could do this and still build on what we're doing at the council here.
The reality is that the cost pressures are going to stay, and looking into future years, 2026, 2027, it's going to be very difficult to maintain this. You managed to find 1.5 million in expenditure cuts without impacting on services this time round. It's not going to be so easy to find it next year. Is this going to be a repeated debate on rates increases again?
Well, Donnelly, I'd say first, when we look at the budget without the 1.5 is up 13 million in last year. It's a lot of money in there, but that's the source. That's all state grants. That comes generally with specifications and limits. So what we're talking about, the 1.5, is the more flexible or discretionary spending. That's where the pressure's on, and I suppose all my time in the council has been pressure in those funds. So it's a balance to strike there, and we'll be pressing on, I suppose, the central government over the next year, trying to make the most of it. And what it was very comforting during all our meetings, all members have an ambition for the long-term progression of Donegal to do the major capital projects, support tourism, support jobs, support enterprise, and keep that going and improve the towns and villages. And that's good for Donegal. And it's good for us as a staff as well to have a elected council supports that. And that bodes well for Donegal.
The capital budget has also been passed. And the capital budget's an important one because It looks over 3 years. There's a lot more money involved. There's a lot more strictures in terms to, as you say, of national funding and so on and so forth. Important that that's passed and that looks well for the future as well.
Yeah, the capital project, in fact, that's the part that really transformed Donegal. When those big capital projects are delivered, even though some of them people complain it takes a long time, there's a three-year plan today, probably over-ambitious, but we want to be ambitious. And realistically, it probably will spend maybe $200 million next year, but it's a lot of money to spend. And then we have a long pipeline of projects there, and from our RDF, URDF, the TNT projects, the roads, bridges, many, many projects there that'll see huge development in Donegal, along with the tourism projects that we're looking to transform, along with the Wild Atlantic Way. There's so many there, I wouldn't name them all, but it's where we want to be. And then we have co-funding, of course, to raise for that. And we're always pressing government for relaxations there to support counties like Donegal that were underinvested for many years. And now we're trying to catch up.